It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974 with your home improvement question, your do-it-yourself dilemma. What are you doing? What are you working on? What job do you want to get done around your house? We can help you out, but you need to help yourself out first by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, the summer storm season is in high gear. And yeah, I've been woken up a whole bunch of times through these bad summer storms we've been having this year.
Yeah, there's really been a lot of rumbly thunder out there.
Well, this hour, we're going to teach you how to check for wind and rain damage to your siding and roof that could be caused by those thunder bumpers we're hearing this summer.
Yeah, and if it's not stormy where you live, your problem is probably lack of rain. And we're going to give you some tips to keep your lawn and your garden healthy while conserving that water.
Also ahead, we're going to tell you how to make sure that you're keeping the water out of the walls around your house. We're going to talk about window and door flashing, how to make sure it's working correctly so you don't have any leaks hiding out inside the walls and causing rot and mold and mildew to occur.
And just when you thought we were at the end, we are giving away a fantastic prize. It's a Ryobi Compound Laser Miter Saw this hour. It's worth $145, and it's going to take all of the guesswork out of any and all miter cuts.
So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
Finding the Money Pit on KFRM in Kansas, we've got Pam. How can we help you?
I've got a very old house that has lath and plaster walls in it.
Okay.
And I was taking wallpaper off of one of the areas. It's underneath the stairwell where there's a landing and there's like, you know, a little hole underneath there. And a bunch of the plaster came out. What can I, right at the junction, what can I replace that with?
Well, with plaster. You're going to need to mix up some plaster Paris and patch that. Now, is the existing plaster that's there fairly solid or is it deteriorated?
Most of it is fairly solid. This is right. There's like a little cubby hole underneath the landing.
Okay.
And where the plaster came out is right where it comes down and then meets the boards for the door.
All right, so right at the junction. Yeah, what you're going to want to do is pick up some plaster of Paris from the hardware store or the home center, mix it up, and then trowel it in. I would tell you to do it in a couple of applications so you're not, especially if it's a thick, fairly thick, so you don't put it all in at once.
So it doesn't all fall out.
Yeah, then you're going to sand it. And now you took the wallpaper off. Are you going to paint, Pam?
Yes, I'm planning on painting it.
All right, well, make sure that you use a primer first. We'd recommend an oil-based primer because going to do a good job of neutralizing the wall and giving you a good, smooth, solid surface for the new paint to adhere to.
Yeah, and if you notice that the surface at all has any sort of dings or dents or wavers, seems uneven, go with a flat paint because that's going to hide all of those imperfections really well.
Oh, I think I still have about four layers of wallpaper to take off before I know what the wall itself is going to look like.
What are you using to take that wallpaper off, Pam?
Most of it just peeled off. Right now, I haven't gotten to the rest of it.
All right, well, what you might want to do, let us save you a lot of aggravation, go out and rent a wallpaper steamer.
I already have one.
Oh, good. Because that's the easiest way to take off wallpaper.
And then you know what? If you find you've got some leftover residue, vinegar and water, if you spray it on there, it does a decent job of getting rid of that last little bit of gunk.
I can do that then.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Jumping into the tub with Jim in Rhode Island. How can we help?
I'm up against the eight ball here, trying to figure out whether to put a tub surround. I've got an old-fashioned built-in cast iron tub.
That's okay.
Pretty deteriorated. Cause my water's not the greatest because I've got a lot of iron in the water.
Okay.
So all the scrubbing has taken off all the finish. I've had it refinished once, so now I'm trying to decide to bust it up.
Well, the tub inserts, I think you're talking about the tub inserts.
Right.
And they're pretty, and they're certainly, a good option. But I will tell you, the two things I don't like about them, they're real expensive. And secondly, they take up space, so it makes the tub physically smaller. But the other advantage, though, is that you can pretty much do a makeover of your bathroom
in a day,
yeah. So those are sort of the advantages and disadvantages of the tub inserts.
Now, taking out the old tub, say I was going to put just another cast iron tub in.
Uh-huh.
People tell me you'll have to take all the walls down, and other people tell me you'll have to take 2-3 layers of tiles up from the tub, existing tub.
The chances are you are going to have to take some tile up, and the way to deal with that is, Jim, to actually choose a complementary tile color. So now when you put the walls back together, you might end up with two tones because you may not be able to save the tile that you had. So just choose one that matches. You know, a forest green and a mint green, or a gold. And
yeah, make it have its purpose, like you
right,
chose
exactly.
It as a design element.
Right, make it look like it was always supposed to be that way. That's a way around that.
Oh, it's pink. Remember the old-fashioned 1950s pink?
So put a maroon lip around it, you know, or a rose
or
color.
Or even you can go with so many of those mesh-backed, like tumbled stones or marble or even like river rock are so easy to install. It would make a great transition. It sort of modernizes that vintagey pink feel, and it's really an easy do-it-yourself project.
Plus, I think putting a regular tub will keep, the house is a cute old-fashioned house. To put
yeah,
one of
it'll
those
be very consistent with its design. I agree with you. Jim, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
We've got water pressure issues over at Bert's house in Alabama. What can we do for you?
Hey, love y'all show, by the way.
Thank you so much, Bert. So tell us what's happening at the house.
The problem is that I try to fix it. That's why I'm calling y'all, because it didn't work.
Okay.
We have excessive water pressure, and we know that. And I guess what I mean by that is between your water meter, supposed to be a regulator. It's a diaphragm-type control valve you can screw down, control the pressure. Not one there. But not a problem, because I've had, even though the pressure's probably around 70 pounds per square inch, we don't have any problems except this. My dishwasher changes cycles. Every time it shuts down a cycle, it will shake the whole house. So I'm afraid something's going to pop. So when we went to a large chain kind of place to get some plumbing supplies, they said to put what they call a water hammer in between your hot and your cold water lines for your washer, and it would take care of
a water hammer arrester.
Yeah, that's what it's called, a water hammer arrester. Thank
okay.
you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we did that, and it did not fix the problem. Now, my house was told was plumbed for two water heaters. So maybe, is there a possibility that it's just on a different kind of line and it's maybe getting backflow?
Well, this chatter that you're hearing, you're saying, is shaking the whole house. I'm thinking that you may have a bad valve in the dishwasher that's doing this, because very often, if you have a bad valve, it'll make that chattering, shaking sound when the valve closes or opens. Is that what you're hearing?
I don't hear a chatter. I just hear the actual, when I was in the military, I did a lot of plumbing, stationary engineer work, and it's a back pressure. When the pressure cuts off, the back pressure goes through the existing valve structure. It does it to some degree, or it did it to some degree on the washer, but not to none of the degree that you get it on.
Well, that is water hammer then, and it might just be that you don't have the water hammer arrestor in the right place.
Well, and when I asked this guy who was supposed to be a plumber that worked at this large chain, he said put one on the inlet of both the. Because I asked him, I said, well, how's that going to fix my dishwasher? And he said, it's all on one line. And it makes sense, it would just kind of rest the air. Now, what I was told, maybe you could help me with this, is that you can actually buy like a bladder and have a plumber install it somewhere in a main line that acts like an air cushion.
Well, absolutely, but that's what a water hammer arrestor is. It's like a pressure tank, and there are different types, and some look sort of more like a pipe, and others look like a tank, like a small tank that's attached to it. What type of water hammer arrestor did you put on?
It's brass. It fit on.
Was it about the size of a? Did it look like a softball?
I'm in the medical profession. It kind of looks like a inhaler.
Okay. I think that the kind of water hammer arrestor that you put on is not working for you. You need one that has sort of a diaphragm and an air tank and an air cushion. It sounds to me like you may have put it on, but it's not working for you. I don't think you have the right type of water hammer arrestor. You may need a larger one, and that's probably going to stop this problem because it clearly sounds like water hammer. As the water runs through the pipes and the valve shuts off, you have a lot of centrifugal force that shakes that pipe. Water is very heavy. It weighs 8 pounds per gallon. And when you shut the pipes off very quickly with the valve, the pipes shake. The other thing that you could do is make sure those pipes are securely attached if there's an area where you can access them, because if they are securely attached, then there's nothing to really shake.
Mm-hmm. If they're fastened well to their surface.
That's really the two things that you need to do, Bert, okay?
Okay, now let me ask you this, though. This diaphragm, is that something I can install myself?
Sure, if you can do a basic plumbing project, it's really not that difficult to do. It's just a matter of cutting it into the pipe in the area close to the inlet valve.
All right, well, that's what I'll try. I was at my wit's end, and you guys have helped with other things that I've listened to.
No problem, Bert. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Are you already thinking about what you're going to do with that compound miter saw that you're going to win? Well, if you win the prize, and even if you don't, you can call in your home improvement or your home repair question anytime you like, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, summer storms can be wicked. And your home's outer shell, that would be the siding and the roof, can really be damaged even without you realizing. Up next, we're going to teach you how to spot the signs of damage and leaks before it causes major mold and rot and mildew problems in your house.
Money Pit.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
If you have trouble sleeping because of stuffy air, or if your floors and furniture feel sticky, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. During milder weather, when your air conditioner isn't running, humidity levels can rise unchecked. Whether it's mold and mildew or musty smells invading your home, an April Air Central dehumidifier will help eliminate excess moisture and get you back on your way to a comfortable, healthy home and a good night's sleep. Call your heating and cooling contractor today or visit aprilair.com. April Air, fresh ideas for indoor air.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs. And I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
According to the American Society of Home Inspectors, nearly 60% of basements have moisture problems because of torrential rainstorms or water leaks. Behr basement and masonry waterproofing paint with NanoGuard, combined with simple grading and roof draining improvements, provides maximum water resistance for both above and below grade basement walls, masonry walls, retaining walls, cinder and concrete blocks, stucco and brick. For more information, visit Behr.com and apply the waterproofing paint that can stand the pressure. Behr products are available exclusively at the Home Depot stores nationwide.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer, Therma-True Doors. Therma-True pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-True doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-True's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-True's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-True entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-True.com. AOL's new real estate site has the answer to any question a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's kind of spooky, almost like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate. Got any questions about your house?
Well, I do have a question about my 60s-style bungalow, because there's pink paint in the back and...
Lead composition. Stabilized with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue to match your eyes.
I think I love you. AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action. This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where work and fun meet. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we make good homes better. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT to ask your home improvement question on the air. If you do, we may choose your name out of the Money Pit hard hat to award a great prize. It's the Ryobi 10-inch laser compound miter saw. It's worth $145. The saw's got an electric brake to stop the blade in seconds. It's great for crown molding, for baseboards, and all kinds of mitering jobs. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT. You must be willing to come on the air and ask your home improvement question. Now, if you don't happen to win this hour, you can still get in on a great deal right now at your nearest Home Depot, because if you buy any Ryobi miter saw and a Ryobi quick stand, you can get $50 off your purchase. So call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT.
Yeah, you know, whoever wins this miter saw is going to crown mold, dress things up with trimmings all over their house. Beware. It's really a fun tool to have around. All right. Summer storm season, hurricanes, tornadoes, even a bad thunderstorm, they can really rip into the skin of your house and cause damage in many, many areas. So you want to look out for any potential damaged areas. First, start off by checking all the sides of your house from the ground, looking for loose siding, metal trimmings, and even loose soffits. If any of these parts are loose or missing, leaks can develop, and they can develop quickly. You want to look for cracked, loose, or broken window panes and fix any of these problems that you find.
You know, even the best roofs can leak under extreme conditions, because driving rain can actually push up sort of against gravity and get under the roof shingles and really cause pretty major leaks. Now, the repairs may not be necessary unless the shingles have been damaged. These leaks are not likely to reoccur with normal rainfall. So look for the loose flashing around the chimney and the plumbing vents. Those are clearly weak links in the roof. You know, wind can loosen the flashing and it can cause leaks if it's not tight. Now, if you want more tips on how to avoid storm damage at your house, you can visit the website for the Grace Construction Products Company. It's graceathome.com. Very, very well done website that will teach you how to have a roof and siding and windows and doors that won't leak even in the harshest of conditions. Leslie, who's next?
Listening in on News Talk 77 WABC, we've got Michelle calling from New York. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I have this terrible problem in my driveway with grease stains from the car, I believe. And I'm just wondering if you could give me some tips on how to have it removed.
Is the car still leaking?
Yeah, exactly. The first tip is fix the car.
Right, that's for sure.
TSP, trisodium phosphate, if it's an older leak, you can make a paste out of that with water. You can apply it to the driveway, let it sit there for a bit, and it has the effect of sort of drawing the grease
out of the concrete.
Exactly. Yep.
And is there a special store that I need to purchase?
No, it's available at a hardware store or paint store. It's called TSP. And if you go into the paint aisle and you ask the store personnel for it, they'll know exactly what you're talking about. Very, very common and pretty effective when it comes to removing grease from concrete driveways.
Okay, great. Sounds easy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
Mike in Florida's got a siding situation. What's happening at the house?
Well, I've got a construction issue with the way the house was constructed. The house is a two-story colonial house, and the exterior has a crawl space, and the exterior foundation are cinder blocks. And then the framing of the house is a 2x4 framing, so obviously there's a ledge there on top of the cinder block. Facing of the cinder block has got regular brick there, and then the builder basically used a piece of trim coil that was molded in a Z kind of fashion to bridge the gap where the exterior walls end and comes over the brick ledge and then comes down a little bit. And it's a vinyl-sided house, so the corners, I'm getting water infiltration in the corners in between the brick and the block, and it's starting to deteriorate the wood backing behind the vinyl. And so my question is I was planning on pulling, of course, the vinyl off and pulling the trim coil off, and as I started looking at this, I thought about just using a piece of flashing around all the corners, but it's going to stop any air from flowing in between the brick and the block. And so I'm wondering, is this just shoddy construction? I see a lot of houses that are being built like this, you know, cinder block foundation with a 2x4 construction on it. And living in Florida, it's a natural, you know, water mold.
Lots of moisture.
Yeah.
Moisture trap.
Well, it sounds to me like there's been a breakdown in the assembling of the siding to brick connection. And you are correct in that the fact that you have to open this up to try to figure out where it's gone wrong. Now, this flashing that you're going to put in, are you considering to put metal flashing there, or do you want to use one of the high-tech flashing materials?
Well, what's available in the high-tech? I think there's some a rubber type or something.
Yeah, like rubber membrane.
I mean, there's products like Triflex, which is made by Grace, which is very flexible and stretchy and designed to go in odd shaped places.
Mm-hmm. And it sort of moves and settles with the house as well.
Yeah, you may have find better luck. It's much more forgiving than using a metal flashing.
Yeah, and so all I do is trim the corners and then caulk or something to try to keep.
And you'd hear it, correct?
Water from going in. Obviously, you know the way the outside corners are in vinyl houses. There's a big corner piece there.
Right.
And what's happening is that the water looks like it's running down in the corners.
Yeah, it's got to be watertight before you put the vinyl on, almost.
Yeah. And so as far as breathing now in between the block and the brick, should I drill some extra weep holes around the top?
I probably wouldn't be too concerned about it. If you wanted to, you could put some weep holes in the mortar joints between the layers of the brick, but I think that the air is going to find its way in there anyway.
All right. I was just really surprised to see this after, you know, just 4 years or so.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but it really comes down to the labor. If it wasn't correctly assembled, this is the kind of thing that happens.
Yeah, should have gone with 2x6 exterior framing rather than 2x6.
Well, Mike, at least you're well suited to deal with it.
Thank you very much. I'll look it up.
Art in Virginia is listening in on WJFK. What's going on at your house?
Well, I've got a 20-year-old house, and the insulating strip on the bottom of the front door has gone away, and I can't make the people at the local home stores understand what I'm looking for if they do have it. Any idea where I could look for something to fill in that about half-inch gap?
Yeah. Now, this is the actual strip on the bottom of the door itself. That's called a sweep. And Frost King, I think, would be the manufacturer that you might want to look into. It's usually available at the big-box home centers as well as hardware stores. And you're simply looking for a door sweep. Now, you may not be able to find the exact door sweep that was on there originally. If that's the case, you could find one that attaches to the back of the door and sort of hangs down a bit. One way or the other, you'll be able to find a sweep that's going to work for you and seal out air and water from getting under that door.
Okay, I'll check it out. Thanks a million.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And earlier in the show, we were talking about storm damage. You know, one major weak point in your home can be your windows. So up next, we're going to teach you how to make sure water is not sneaking in around the things that you like to look out of.
You live in a money pit.
This segment of The Money Pit is sponsored by Angie's List. Need work done around your house and don't know who to call? You don't have to guess who's good and who's not. Angie's List has thousands of unbiased reports on local service companies with details from real member experience. Call 888-944-5478 or visit angieslist.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974. If it's a squeak or a leak, we have the tools, the techniques, and the tips to help you get those home improvement projects done. Hey, speaking of leaks, you know, your windows are probably the most vulnerable spot in your home for water infiltration. You know, moisture coming in around windows can lead to a whole host of major problems, from mold to major structural damage.
Ah, but sealing minor gaps can actually help, but you really need to seal out the elements with the right kind of flashing to do the proper moisture infiltration job here. And here to tell us about how to do that is Larry Shapiro, the business director of Grace Residential Building Materials. Welcome, Larry.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Leslie.
Larry, it seems to me that with the wet spring that we've had, that buildings have really been put through an awful lot of stress. And I think that sometimes when homes are constructed, the contractors and by default the homeowners rely too much on gravity to make sure the flashings are working correctly. And,
well, and also nobody really knows to look into those areas to make sure that there are options or that the right material is even being used.
Exactly. And too many times when you get wind-driven rain that comes from a particular direction, for example, is when you really know that there's an issue. And so talk to us about how flashings have changed from the simple metal flashings that we used to use in the past to some of these high-tech materials like the ones that you guys make.
You're absolutely right, Tom. Especially this year with winter storms and water coming sideways at the building, water definitely gets up under the siding and naturally finds any leak point that's available, especially around doors and windows. Whereas used to be in the old days, you relied on gravity, just as you said, where metal flashings basically allowed the water to shed away. But that really wasn't all that effective. In today's materials, they're not metal. They're polymeric-based. They're fully adhered, meaning they
now,
adhere
to stop right there. You say polymeric. What does that mean?
They're made out of polyethylene or polypropylene. They're basically high-tech plastics, engineered plastics.
So they're stretchy. They're rubbery. They sort of move and give.
Absolutely. So if the building moves, no problem. If you shoot fasteners through it, if you're going to put the siding on, these materials tend to seal around the fasteners to really give you a watertight seal. So no matter which direction the water comes from, even if it's going uphill, the water really can't get into your walls and cause all sorts of damage.
And did this sort of come, Larry, as an answer to, you know, just traditional rectangular windows, or did this sort of come as a necessity to more high-end designed windows that are featuring unusual shapes and sizes?
It's really both. It really more has to do with the fact that people are building homes much tighter today than they used to. So, you know, any moisture that gets into the walls has nowhere to go. Previous, you know, in 50, 100 years ago, if water got into the wall, that's okay. The drafts were so big, coming through the walls that it dried out anyway. But that doesn't happen today. So
now the water gets in the walls, it sits in the walls, and then when you have moisture, you have oxygen, and you have plenty of wood and other building materials, then you have all the components that you need for mold growth as well as structural decay.
Absolutely. And the first step in controlling mold is controlling moisture. I mean, it's as simple as that.
And is it true that regardless of how efficient and how high end of a window you purchase, if it's not installed properly or flashed properly, you still have potential for major breakdown?
Yeah, of course. Most window units themselves will not leak. I mean, they're manufactured in a factory, presumably to good quality standards. The weak point in any system is where it meets another system. So where the wall system meets the window system, there's a seam. There's a built-in flaw. And that will take water.
Now, besides water, it would seem to me that leaks around flashing or around windows is also a source of energy leaks because, you know, besides the water getting in there, you have cold air or warm air that's going to leak in and leak out of the building envelope. I mean, the idea with an HVAC system is to keep the hot side hot and the cold side cold. But if you have voids in this area, that's not going to happen.
That's right. You mean most people think if they can put additional insulation in the walls, they up the R value. It's all well and good, and that's all true. But a little air leak will totally make extra R value insulation more or less meaningless. You lose much more heat by air movement than you ever do through normal conduction within the insulation.
We're talking to Larry Shapiro. He's the business director for Grace Residential Building Materials and really an expert on what it takes to keep your home warm and dry. Larry, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about Ice and Water Shield, another product that you guys make. Eisen Water Shield is a product that really serves a year-round purpose, although I think many people don't really understand it. It certainly works to keep ice dams from forming and leaking in. But this time of year, it also seems that in some areas of the country, it can really stop some of that wind-driven rain, especially when you get into the hurricane belt. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We've been selling Ice and Water Shield down in Florida since Hurricane Andrew in 1992. And when the hurricane season of 2004 came through, we saw a lot of roofs completely blown off. But the ones that had Ice and Water Shield on them, the coverings blew off. Ice and Water Shield was there, stayed there, kept the houses more or less dry.
Let me ask you a question about installation of that that I'm confused on sometimes. When you're using Ice and Water Shield to prevent ice damming, you only put it on like one layer of it, so you have like one piece like 3 feet up from the roof edge. But down in, say, Florida or Georgia area that you're concerned about wind-driven rains and hurricanes, you put it on the entire roof, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, wind-driven rain affects the whole roof, so you get roof coverings that can blow off anywhere on the roof or the entire roof, of course. So that's where you need the protection. And it's not always on the front side of the roof that the most damage occurs. Sometimes you can actually get more damage up by the peak on the leeward side of the roof, away from where the wind is.
Interesting.
So the top of that roof almost acts like an airfoil, like an airplane wing.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind goes up over the peak and actually sucks some of the shingles right off the roof.
Oh, that's interesting. Larry Shapiro, residential building director from Grace Construction, thanks so much for joining us. For more information, you can log on to Grace's website at graceathome.com.
All right, well, we talked about keeping the water out of your house. Now, how do you keep the water on your lawn and help that grass grow? And really, is that water making the grass grow, or is it just causing your water bill to grow? Find out how to get the most out of your outdoor water usage right after this.
Sort of a wet show today.
You're listening to Extreme How-To Radio.
Money Pit!
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/homedesign. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
If you have trouble sleeping because of stuffy air, or if your floors and furniture feel sticky, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. During milder weather, when your air conditioner isn't running, humidity levels can rise unchecked. Whether it's mold and mildew or musty smells invading your home, an April Air Central dehumidifier will help eliminate excess moisture and get you back on your way to a comfortable, healthy home and a good night's sleep. Call your heating and cooling contractor today or visit aprilair.com. April Air, fresh ideas for indoor air.
Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb. Add a Classic Craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-True. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-True.com.
Energy drives our nation's economy and is an important part of our daily lives. By taking steps to become more energy efficient, we can all save money and help reduce our nation's overall energy demand. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, encouraging you to use Energy Star products and appliances such as dishwashers, washing machines, and thermostats. They can reduce your energy bills by up to 30%. Replacing your existing light bulbs with Energy Star qualified fluorescent lights in the lamps and fixtures throughout your home will save up to 50% on lighting costs. By installing Energy Star storm windows windows and double pane windows, you can reduce energy loss in your home by 25 to 50%. You have the power to make a difference. By using Energy Star products, you can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
More information on Energy Star products and savings can be found at www.energysavers.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. You know, we're talking a lot about water today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it occurs to me that the Money Pit is like having a plunger in every room. We're helpful and nearby. So call us to flush out the answers to your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Because if you do, you get the answer to your home improvement question and a chance at winning a great prize.
Yeah, that's right. And we have really got a super terrific prize this hour. It is a Ryobi 10-inch laser compound miter saw. It's worth $145. The saw features exact line laser alignment system, and that really takes all of the guesswork out of cutting expensive hardwood, moldings, and baseboards where every millimeter, centimeter counts because it's costly, but you got to call in.
I love the laser alignment system because it lets you see exactly where the blade is going to touch the wood. So it's really easy to use. And if you don't win, don't be too disappointed because there's a great deal going on right now at your local Home Depot where Ryobi tools are sold. If you buy any Ryobi miter saw and a miter saw quick stand, you can save $50 off your purchase.
So
how about
everyone's
that?
A winner.
Everybody's a winner.
Yeah. And not only is everybody going to be a winner, but we are going to make sure that your lawn, your wallet, your water situation is also a winner because the when, the where, and the how of how much water you put on your lawn can really mean the difference between a full lawn or an empty wallet. You want to make sure that you water early in the day. That helps to prevent evaporation. You want to adjust your sprinklers so you're not watering the driveway and the sidewalks because they're not really drinking any of the water. And remember to use timers on your sprinklers to limit water usage to only what is needed. If you do all those little steps to conserve water, your lawn's going to look great and your wallet is also going to be green.
888-666-3974. Leslie, let's get back to the phones.
We've got Robert in Massachusetts on the line who listens in on WPRO. And what can we help you with today?
Yes, thank you. I have two questions, the first of which is I had a main drain leak in my basement. And I the main drain pipe itself I patched up with epoxy, which, you know, stopped the leak. Well, from leaking any further. My question is, first question is, should I replace that section of the main drain that was leaking, or will the epoxy hold long enough to do the job?
The epoxy will probably hold a good long time, and if it's doing the job now, I would not be in any rush to replace it. I actually used epoxy to fix a hot water radiator that was leaking a bit, and then I just didn't have the time to take the whole thing out and do it right. And I hate to admit it, but that was about 5 years ago. It's still standing up just fine. So I think epoxy is a good repair product for a plumbing drain like that.
All right. Now, I noticed the epoxy when I read the fine print. It said this epoxy, I think, was produced in California. And then California state standard says it sometimes can contribute to cancer or something.
You know, California's got some pretty rigid labeling instructions. I wouldn't be making my home improvement.
I bought a souvenir at an amusement park one time, and on the receipt it said, this product contains something known to the state of California. And I was like, good Lord, what do I do with this? So they're very tough on regulations, but overly so.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be basing my home improvement decisions based on some of those warnings, although I'm sure they're there for good reason. And certainly if people have certain chemical sensitivities, the labeling is very, very important. But, you know, epoxy is just a good old standard product that works really well for this kind of a plumbing problem, and I think it's gonna fix you up just fine. Robert, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
We're gonna talk grout with Linda in Alabama. What's going on? How can we help?
Hi, I'm a chemical sensitive patient, and okay. I need to know what is the best product to clean my kitchen grout that has a couple of grease stains without a strong odor.
Mm. So bleach is out, huh?
Correct.
You know, Linda, what a good option might be is a product called Simple Green. Have you worked with that?
Yes, I have. In fact, I have used that before.
And what's your result been?
It worked okay, but it didn't actually remove the actual grease stain.
Well, the problem with grout is that it's very absorbent.
So porous.
And it might be that that grease stain is so deep that you're going to have difficulty getting it out. Now, if you can't get it all out, what you might want to do is think about replacing the grout. And the way you do that is with a little tool called a grout saw. It actually sort of scrapes out the grout that's there.
Okay.
And once you get it out, then you can put new grout in and you can seal it. So if you ever get grease on it again, it won't pull through again.
Sure. Okay.
That's the solution.
Okay. Hey, I love your show.
Thanks, Linda.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to The Money Pit, and while this show has been full of water, we've got one other room for you that is full of water: bathrooms. You know, they're naturally humid places, but you do need to protect your walls and your ceiling from all of that condensation. We're going to have some tips on how to do that when we get back.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-True, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Choose the brand more building professionals prefer and add up to $24,000 to the perceived value of your home. For more information, visit Therma-True.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You know you all have very, very busy lives. But did you know that you could take Tom and I with you on the go wherever you are? If you visit MoneyPit.com, you can download our free podcast. And it was recently named the most popular home improvement podcast by iTunes. Woohoo! You can even search a year's worth of past shows by topic or project that you are most interested in. So no wasting your very valuable time.
And while you're on our website subscribing to our podcast, click on Ask Tom and Leslie and email us a question, just like Vanessa and Brian in Putnam Valley, New York did. They say, we have a bathroom with cathedral ceilings. They do not have a fan for steam. However, my ceilings still drip and I get stains. Can I put cedar up there to absorb moisture? There's a unique approach. Do I have to treat the ceilings first before applying cedar? This is a look we had wanted, but I'm afraid...
So she really wanted to see those beams up there.
Yeah. I'm afraid that it will get moldy behind the cedar. Well, I think not only will it get moldy behind the cedar, it will get moldy in between the cedar and on the cedar, because you got to manage the moisture here, guys.
But when you're dealing with cathedral ceilings, I mean, traditionally, when you've got a bathroom vent fan, you're dealing with a flat ceiling. It works easily. If you've got that vaulted ceiling that you get with cathedrals, where do you put them? Do you put more than one? How do you control it up there?
You can still put it flush with the ceiling, and it's just going to have a very, very short place to travel between there and the outside. You can duct it. You could put it in a sidewall as sort of like a through-the-wall vent. There's always a way to do this. And also, if perhaps this cathedral is adjacent to a more traditional attic, you could put a vent there and use a remote exhaust fan and pull the air across. So there are a number of ways to do it. But you got to vent the space. And while you're figuring out how you're going to vent the space, you also want to think about the control circuit. A good thing to do is to use an occupancy sensor so that whenever someone walks into the bathroom, the fan will come on and it will stay on for about 30 seconds after that person leaves the bathroom, because bathrooms are moisture generators.
Yeah, and but if you don't generally, them, if you're showering, you want to leave that on for a good 15 minutes
after
you've
exactly,
taken a shower.
Because if you don't manage that moisture, it's going to condense on the wood, and it's going to form mildew, form mold. It could lead to decay. Of course, that wouldn't probably happen with cedar, which is very moisture resistant, but nonetheless, you just don't want to deal with a surface like that. So it's real important to vent those bathrooms. Vanessa and Brian, thanks for writing us at Money Pit. How about if we go to Oxford, Connecticut?
All right, Anthony writes, we have engineered cracks in our basement concrete floor. The cracks are about 1/2 inch in size. What can I do to seal up the cracks so that the change in weather won't open them each year?
Well, he's just engineered cracks. I think he means expansion joints.
So and isn't that what they're doing?
I guess. Probably what you want here, Anthony, is a flowable urethane. That is something that will seal that space between the different pieces of concrete, and it will expand and contract as the floor is moving.
And it will adhere to that concrete that's already existing, whereas if you put some fresh concrete in there, it's not going to stick.
Yeah, the other thing that you might want to think about doing is an epoxy paint on the concrete surface. There are various manufacturers. Quikrete makes one. Rust-Oleum makes one called Epoxy Shield. Really super durable paints. Two-part epoxy. You mix them together. You paint like a conventional paint, and then they dry really, really hard, and they're super durable, and they'll keep the floor nice. It'll be easier to clean, too.
Yeah, and they look really good, too.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Thank you so much for spending this hour with us. Hey, coming up next week on the show, bigger isn't always better. I know it's hard to believe, but yes, it's true. Bigger isn't always better, especially when it comes to houses. This trend that we're seeing now towards huge homes might end as we build green to save resources and money.
Ah, but how do you make a smaller home seem big? Well, we're going to have the tips, the tools, and the step-by-step techniques you need next week here on The Money Pit.
I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.